Welcome to Alaskwatch, the show all about Bigfoot and the great state of Alaska. I'm your host, Beans Baxter. So lace up your boots, zip up your coat, and come with me on an adventure as we explore all things cryptid in the last frontier. Hey guys, welcome to Alaskwatch, the podcast about all things cryptid in the great state of Alaska. I'm your host, Beans Baxter. Thank you for joining us once again. If you're new to the channel, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the video. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us some support. You know, hopefully you like your cryptid content a little balanced. Here, not every sound in the woods is Bigfoot, and not every shadow in the tree line is a Bigfoot or a dog man, contrary to the belief of some. And it always cracks me up when people comment on the videos like, oh, typical Bigfoot stuff. Every sound is a Bigfoot. Not true. Not true at all. So anyway, we're bringing it back to Alaska this episode. We've got something a little special for you. Not gonna bore you with a lot of banter, because apparently people don't like that when I give updates about life and Alaska and stuff like that. Apparently people consider it boring. So we're going to get right into it today. I had a listener or viewer contact me, say he had a photo he wanted to share, and it was a photo of a mysterious figure taken in Dutch Harbor. And he sent me the photo. I took a look at it, and then I had a discussion with him a few days later. And the discussion we did, it was audio only. There's no video. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play the audio of Stephen, the gentleman that provided the photograph, and I talking. I'm going to throw the photo up on the screen for you guys to peruse and view at your leisure during the interview. Then after the interview, I'll come back and I'll talk about it, and I'll tell you what my thoughts are on it and what I think. And just kind of some of the investigation I did behind the scenes of it. And, you know, you can let me know what you think about it. But I urge you please to watch the entire video, before you comment or make assumptions about what I'm going to think. Cause, people seem to do that a lot. I will say something and then they'll comment like, that's not true. And then I'll correct myself or clarify later. And I don't know. I'm embarrassed for both of us when that happens. It's like a cringe by proxy, I think. But anyway, let's get into it. Here is Mr. Stephen, the gentleman who so generously shared this photograph. And we're going to talk to him about it, and then I'll be back. All right, I'm here with Stephen, and Stephen just recently reached out to us and sent us a picture that was taken in Dutch Harbor, Alaska, and I'm going to let him tell the story. So, Stephen, why don't you go ahead and tell me what happened?
Yeah, you know, first off, I'm Alaskan native. I'm Athabascan, and my mother's half, and then my father was from Minnesota, but anyway, I got to living in Oregon, right, for several years, and I was starting to miss it, miss Alaskan stuff, right? So I knew about the FAA cameras, just for pilots and stuff. You could go up there, and there was 600 of cameras up there, but you had to kind of scroll up there, find where you want to go, and then, you know, zoom in and click on it, and then, you know, then there's several cameras in there. North, east, west, south, southwest, you know, there's all that. And then, so I thought, well, let's go down as far down Goose and Chain as we can. Let me just see what's happening. And then, so I go into, an Alaska, is it one of the last islands I could, you know, could actually view with the cameras and stuff. So, go in there, and there's a few cameras in there. And then they've changed over time now, but I went into Dutch Ballyhoo, and then you go in there, and then you click on north, east, whatever. So I went into north, just looking at the, you can play a little video, you know, because recording, records over itself, though. You get 12 hours, you can go back, whatever, play it, pause it, play it fast, whatever. And then, but it's pretty fun, you know, because you can look at the clouds and things. Well, I was looking at the Dutch Harbor Ballyhoo, and it's really cloudy, super cloudy. You can't even see the mountain or anything, but there's a antenna in the foreground, like from a old type TV antenna or something. And then all of a sudden there's a sun break, right, through the clouds. And boom, there's this beast standing there on the hill or something. When I looked, I thought it was. Other people said, no, it's just a shadow. I'm like, no, there's nothing to make a shadow quite like that. It's just grass and hill and rock, I guess. But I've never been out there. But so I went back, took a video. I recorded a video off of my home computer, right? I just got this home computer, so I was messing around. And so I got it, and then I recorded it on my old lady's phone, which she wasn't happy with, right? She didn't want all that weird stuff, she said. But so I got a 4-minute video of this cloudy, sunny day, and he was only in like one frame. He wasn't there other than that, and it just disappeared. And I took a picture of that and then saved that, but I lost the video. I lost that old phone, so I don't know what happened to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you sent me the picture, and I got to looking at it, and, you know, it's interesting because it definitely looks like a bipedal figure with kind of a conical head. It's very dark, you know, it's very uniform in color. It's super interesting. I'm...
You know... Did you zoom in? Because if you zoom in, it looks to me like he's on a little path coming down the hill, and there's patches of ice above him, you know, to the right, and then there's some more ice, snow stuff down below. But look, to me, it looks like he's going down a path. And then the other side has these little tiny black specks everywhere. And it's like, wait a minute, what's all that? Some are bigger, some are smaller. If you kind of, you have to really zoom in and look, yeah. You know.
Oh, did you say what year this was? Did you say...
Oh, you know, it had to be because I got my new computer around, it was in 98, 99, something like that.
Okay, sure.
And then, so then I probably took the picture around, I want to say 2000, 2001, something like that. But I never shared it with anybody. I've never, didn't know what to do with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's... So
I mean, you're like the second person I've ever shared it to. Second, you know, it's like, well... But...
Yeah, I've never been to Dutch Harbor myself. I've been to St. Paul Island and the Pribilofs, and I understand they're somewhat similar in topography. Like, there's no tree, which I didn't realize there was no trees in Dutch Harbor till I started looking into it. So, I don't know. I've never heard of any Bigfoot sightings in Unalaska or Dutch Harbor. I'd be curious to talk to somebody that lived there. See if they had any tales. I've heard
somebody's gone missing.
Yeah. Now on St. Paul, they had the little people.
Oh. So interesting.
So there were Go ahead.
You know, I sent the picture to Fred Roll. He put it up on one of his episodes. That was really nice. You know, Fred's a great guy, and I know I think I watched a show with you guys with him.
Yeah, we went out to Area A last year or year before, I don't remember. Yeah.
So I'm following him around. I called you guys. I said, hey, I can call him, guys.
Yeah, it's an interesting picture. I don't know. Man, I wish I had something, some scale in there, like a tree or something, so we could go back and say, okay, this tree, you know, was 10 feet tall, so this thing is 8 feet tall.
I know, you almost have to go there or have someone go up in there, and it's like, it's getting awful close to where he was. But, you know, I don't know, I just got lucky and captured it, right? Because those cameras re-record over themselves, so the images would have been lost, everything's lost, right?
Yeah, once they're gone, it's gone.
I wish I could find that old camera. I have to ask the Catherine if she still has that phone. Because if she does, then I can probably find it. That'd be fun. But you can't really see nothing except for clouds, sunbreak. Boom, there he is. And, that was it. But
well, you know, they say the hairy man comes out when it's foggy out.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Nantinock down in Port Chatham. That's what they tell the children. They say, don't go outside and play when it's foggy, because that's when the Nantinock comes out.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm Alaska Native, but I was never raised that way. I didn't even really know until about the... because I went to foster homes, right, from age 5, from Kodiak. So I went to Portland, lived in foster home there, and then was raised. My aunt came and got me. And we lived with her, but she never really, she didn't go into detail on us being natives or anything. And then we moved back to Kenai. I was still grade school. And then they bring in some natives from villages, right, for education. And they moved in close to us and stuff. And I see them in school and I'm like, oh, I'm native, but I'm not that native. These guys are native, man. So I really met a nice kid that was living next door to us, and he showed me some things. It was really cool, slingshot and stuff that fired a rock. It just disappeared. I was like, oh my God. As a little kid, I was just freaking out. I was like, that's cool. But...
yeah, a few years ago, they have a segment on the radio here where they have, word of the week. And a few years ago around Halloween, it was Nantinock, which is the local name for Bigfoot. And they use it in a sentence, and then they tell you, Nantinock, and then they tell you how to pronounce it and all that. And yeah. The sentence that they used was, don't go outside when it's foggy or the Nantinock might get you.
Cool.
So,
very interesting. I always wished I had grown up in the village so I could have known a lot of this stuff and just, but you can't turn stuff on. But anyway, I captured him, I think. But you're right, we need a scale.
Yeah, it's an interesting photo, and I like the uniform in color. It doesn't look like it's somebody wearing a one color jacket and one color pants. It's all like one uniform color. It almost looks like if you kind of zoom in a little bit, it almost looks like he's facing away from the camera. You can almost see like a little discoloration around where his buttocks would be.
I couldn't tell whether he's facing us or because his right, let's see, how does it make, if you're looking at it, it's his right leg is propped up on something. So I thought it kind of looks like he's standing,
Yeah.
With his one leg up higher. And I thought, is he facing us? I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Maybe he saw the camera and he was hightailing it out of there.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know. But there was a lot of strange stuff that I was viewing before that I ever captured that I was just looking at, right, on cameras. And I'd find this one that they've taken out. It was called Slop Bucket Bay. It was across the inlet from Kenai and stuff. Pretty dark over there, nothing over there. But so they had this one camera just sticking out the window. Well, oh my God, there was some crazy stuff that happened in the middle of the night. Well, they shut that camera off. But I don't know, So I had tried to, and now on that same camera, I had captured a bunch of this stuff, something like a portal opening or something out there over there. Because these two super bright green lights would parallel each other, vertically. And then a super dark, you couldn't even hardly see it, craft was entering through. And I'm like, wait, what? It reminds me, as I remember back, it reminds me of that thing that that's out there in the solar system, Ojimawaba or whatever the heck his name is for that. I don't know if it's it's got a big long name. Anyway, it's super dark, barely glistening in the night.
Yeah.
I lost that video.
Not familiar with that one. And that was in Kenai or near the Kenai?
No, that was across the inlet from Kenai. Gotcha. well, it's probably about 30 some miles across over there. And then it was called Slop Bucket Bay. And then I'd see it and I'd go to it and look at it and stuff. And then they eventually shut that camera off. I don't know why, but.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up. I'll have to see. You know, there's been some UFO flaps here in Kachemak Bay. I've never personally seen any UFOs in the bay here, but I think back in the, I believe it was the 80s, there was quite a big flap in here.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I lived in Kenai for, let's see, probably as a kid, I grew up there, went to Kenai High School, you know, but I loved to jump on the small twin otters and fly. As a kid, I just earned, you know, money cleaning cars and stuff. Go spend it flying around.
Yeah, well, Alaska is an amazing place, and you know, I'm fortunate to live here. It was a crazy set, sort of events that got me up here, but now that I'm up here, I don't think they'll ever get me out of here.
Yeah. Now, are you ex state trooper?
City police. I was a Homer police officer.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure because I've only watched like maybe two of your shows, the one with Fred, and you know, I tried to catch some stuff in there, you know, but.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you sharing, Stephen, and I appreciate the you telling our audience here what you saw. And we're going to, you know, we've had the photo up while we were talking here so everybody could see it. And I'm curious to see everybody's thoughts in the comments and what they say. And if anybody from Dutch Harbor has any stories about the Hairy Man, I'd love to hear them. Because as far as Dutch Harbor goes, it's kind of a black hole of Hairy Man lore and stories. I haven't heard anything come out of there. So hopefully this will maybe jar some people's memories. And we'll get some Hairy Man stories out of Dutch Harbor.
Yeah. I think Fred Roll has one on his website, whereas you go onto his map and there's, because where he goes in and talks to a native guy from down there.
I'll check it out. Cause I looked on the BFRO map and I looked on the Bigfoot Mapping Project and I didn't see anything for Dutch Harbor there, but I did not look on Fred's website. Oh. So I will check that out.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Sorry.
Well, I didn't look at Fred's. So you're probably right. I'll check it out though. And we'll figure it out. All right, guys, I am back. Again, thank you so much for reaching out and sharing that photo, Stephen. And let's talk about this now. So those of you that are watching the video, you've seen the photograph. It was playing during the interview just now. Those of you listening via audio, you know, I hope it's basically a mountainside, like the side of a mountain, almost like a photo of a valley. And there is a dark, what appears to be bipedal figure standing kind of on the left of center frame. It appears to have a conical type head. It's pretty much uniform in color, although there is a little lightness maybe around the midsection, around where the groin or the buttocks would be. And that's about it. It's very blurry. You know, it's definitely not the quality of image from, like, say, the PG film or the Freeman footage, or even what I, you know, the brown thermal footage. It's very kind of blurry, but it does appear to be some type of bipedal figure. And my thoughts on this, when I first got it and he sent me the photograph, I knew nothing about it. He didn't tell me the story. He just sent the picture and basically said it was taken near Dutch Harbor. So what I did, if you guys are familiar at all with my book Squatch Cop, Investigating and Documenting the Bigfoot Phenomenon, self-plug, I talk a little bit about digital evidence and how to analyze it. So the first thing I did was head over to a EXIF viewer, ran the photo through that to try and get some information from the metadata, and that was basically a moot point. I did get basically the make and model of the camera or the device that took the picture. And that was about it. There was no latitude, longitude. There was no geotagging. There was no anything really. That make and model was basically it. And then whether the flash went off or the shutter, you know, the shutter speed, stuff like that, which was basically useless to me at that point, because I realized looking closer at the photograph, this is not the original photograph. This, if you look in the side on the corner, you can see like there's the edge of a table or something. So this is literally like a picture of a picture, which was probably printed out on like paper. So this is like a screenshot or a screen cap of a video that was probably printed out and then was then photographed after being printed out. So this is like a fourth, I might be off there, but like a fourth generation copy of this photo. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe if I had the original photo, I would look at it and be like, oh God, that's absolutely a Bigfoot, or oh God, that's a dude in a hoodie. Who knows? So basically, you know, I'm telling you that just to kind of let you know how ambiguous the information on the photo was. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying Steven's a hoaxer. I'm not saying he's hoaxing or anything like that. I'm just telling you facts. Like, this is what I did to investigate this photograph. I went and tried to find the webcam that he was speaking about after I did get the story behind the photo. And I couldn't locate that, but it doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, this photo was taken 20 some years ago. That camera could have been moved. It could be now, you know, defunct. There might not be a camera there. The landscape could have changed so much that I don't recognize it. So, I mean, we're just left with what we have, the photo and the story. I've looked into Dutch Harbor Bigfoot sightings. I mentioned it a little bit during the interview with Steven. According to the BFRO sightings database, which if you've been listening for any amount of time, you know how I feel about that. And the Bigfoot Mapping Project, neither have any listed sightings or reports from the Dutch Harbor area. The Dutch Harbor area, you know, it's in the Aleutian chain. So when you're, Jesus, how does this camera work? When you're looking at Alaska, the chain is this part out here. It's a string of islands, so it's out there. I wasn't aware that Dutch Harbor didn't have any trees. Basically, there's no forest. It's all pretty much like windswept and mountainous and grass fields and just no trees. So that that right there kind of makes me a little suspicious. I spoke to a gentleman that I worked with who had worked at Dutch Harbor at the police department there. And basically, I just asked him, I said, hey, man, do you remember during your time there, did you ever hear any stories from the natives or the people that lived there their whole lives about any Bigfoot sightings, hairy man sightings, anything like that? And he said, absolutely not. Like, never heard anything like that out there. So, you know, I have to go with my gut on this one and just say that I don't know. I don't think that it's a Bigfoot, just given that there's no trees there. It doesn't seem like it's a good habitat for them. There's no history of sightings there. But again, you know, I do know for a fact that the deer will swim between islands. Like, I've talked to many a fisherman who have been out in open water between islands, and they said they would see deer like swim past, heading to another location. And again, I know that there are deer in Area A, which there's not supposed to be, according to Fish and Game, but yet I have seen them. I've seen the deer. We've got camera footage of them. We found dead pieces, you know, like remains of them. So they got there somehow, most likely by water, by swimming, unless some fisherman out of the kindness of his heart decided to put some over there so he could hunt them. I don't know, but I do know that they do island hop occasionally. So maybe Hairy Man occasionally does the same thing. I don't know. That's a long ways to be out there though. So yeah, I've got a, you know, on my classification scale, I've just kind of got to put this one in the, I don't know, pile. It's certainly, there's certainly things about the photograph I like. I like the uniform color. I like the conical head. It's too bad we don't have anything for scale. That's one of the things I don't like about it, is there's no scale. I can't look at, there's not like a marker out there that I can say that thing is 7 feet tall. So obviously this figure is 6 feet tall or 8 feet tall. Like there's no scale. And that's a big gripe that I have with a lot of photographs. There's nothing for scale. There's no tree stumps that I can go back and measure. There's no anything. And it's just, it could be, for all we know, that figure could be 4 feet tall. It could be 8 feet tall. We just don't know, and likely never know, since the photograph is 20 years old. So, I leave it to you guys. Make up your minds. If anybody out there has had a Dutch Harbor Harryman sighting or a story passed on about Harryman in Dutch Harbor, I'm sorry, I got distracted. There was a bird outside my window. Please let me know, because I'm curious. And if there are some stories about Harryman out there in Dutch Harbor, let's get those reported. Let's get those on the map so that people like me that look into this stuff can go back and do the research and be like, oh, there is a history of Harryman sightings out there. That's one of the big complaints I have about a lot of this type of research, is there's sometimes you just run into a brick wall. There's nothing there and you can't find out any more information. So please reach out to me or any Bigfoot reporting entity, even the BFRO, and let them know. I'm curious if there's any Bigfoot activity out there in the Aleutian chain. I'm leaning toward no, but I'm not willing to completely discount it either. I lived on St. Paul Island for a time, and it's similar to the Aleutians. There's no trees. And I never heard any Harryman stories out there, but I did hear about mysterious lights, kind of almost like will-o'-the-wisp type things, and the little people. Apparently, there may have been some little people out there. A gentleman I worked with was telling me a story. He was married to a native lady from the island, and they were out driving around one night, just kind of cruising, and they saw some strange lights kind of off in the distance. And my friend was like, oh, what is that? Like, there shouldn't be any lights over there. There's nothing over there. I want to get closer and check it out. And his wife basically freaked out and was like, nope, we need to go home right now. Don't go over there. That's the little people. They're messing with us, and they're going to take us if we go over there. So take me home right now. And she made a big deal about it, a big enough deal that he did indeed take her home. So, I'm not saying that there's not strange things going on out there in the Aleutians. And there may be, in fact, some Bigfoot sightings out there that have not been recorded yet. And I would be very curious to hear them. As I said, I'm just going to have to take this photograph. Every time I get something like this reported to me, I do a little case file on it. I do a little report, basically where I document the investigation I did and my conclusions. And my conclusion on this one is just, it's got to be inconclusive. I don't know. Not enough information to make a determination one way or the other if it's a Bigfoot, a hoax, or a misidentification. So, anyway, guys, let me know what you think. I appreciate you watching, especially if you watched this far. Give us a like and a subscribe. Also, you've got some time still to go out and support Bigfoot and Jeff. If you guys watched my interview with the creators the other day, I had a great time talking to those guys. I really enjoy the show. It's a buddy comedy featuring a park ranger and a Bigfoot. And in my opinion, it's a little bit of a breath of fresh air. We've got so much. Bigfoot is a horrible monster. Bigfoot's a killing machine stuff going on out there. Bigfoot's responsible for all these missing people. That it's kind of nice to have something almost in the vein of Harry and the Hendersons. you know, something a little light. It's comedy. It's funny. You know, Bigfoot's just kind of a regular guy. He's just hanging out in the woods with his buddy Jeff. And I sincerely hope that they get to make more. I'm not gaining anything from this other than if they make more episodes, I will be entertained. I'm not getting any money from them. They're not paying me to promote them. I just really want them to make more episodes because I like Bigfoot and I like comedy, and a comedy with Bigfoot is right at my alley. So head over to their BigfootandJeff.com. It'll take you to their Indiegogo and give them a couple bucks, you know, just give them a few bucks and hopefully they can make us some more episodes and we will be entertained. And maybe if they get funded and they get to make more episodes, maybe I can talk them into squeezing in some cryptid Easter eggs every now and then, and maybe we can get some famous cryptozoologists to do some guest spots or something. You know, it would be fun. It would be fun, I think, for the cryptid community to get behind something like this and have a little bit of entertainment, you know, as opposed to the usual horror stories and scary stories that we usually have. I think it's a nice diversion from that kind of stuff. And let's see, if you're a fan of me or you want to check out my books, I mentioned Squatch Cop. This is actually a proof copy, so it's not going to have that band across it. But you can head over to my website, lastwatchpodcast.com, and you can pick yourself up a book. I will autograph it for you. There's also some shirts, temporary tattoos, stickers, stuff like that on there. If you don't want to mess with that, I will be at the Monster Fest 2 in Canton, Ohio in June. That's coming up here pretty quick. So stop by there, say hi, get your book signed, pick up a shirt or something, get a picture, or just ask me some Alaska questions. And I think that's about it, guys. Yeah. Also, you know, be sure and thank Mr. Steven in the comments for sharing the photograph. Appreciate him coming forward and sharing that. I wish more people that had stuff like that would come forward with it. I feel like somewhere out there, somebody probably has the Holy Grail and they just don't know what to do with it. And they're just holding on to it, maybe out of fear of ridicule or something else. I don't know. Maybe they feel like by keeping it secret, they're protecting these creatures. I don't know. Anyway, guys, this is The Last Squatch, the podcast about all things cryptid in the great state of Alaska. I'm your host, Beans Baxter. Not sure if I'll be back next week or not. I've got a trip planned in-state here. Going to take a little break and hang out at the Comic-Con here in Anchorage. So may not have anything for you next week, but maybe after the week after, I'll maybe have some footage from the con or something. We'll put something together for you. But thank you so much for watching and supporting us. I appreciate you all. And this is Beans in Alaska, and the Beans abides.